Someone has asked to set up a Christmas nativity scene on the lawn of the state capitol. That request tees up the inevitable, seemingly annual tussle of separation of church and state and free speech. MLive Lansing reporter Jonathan Osting is with us now. Do we know who's made this request, Jonathan?
It's not entirely clear at this point, actually. The Michigan State Capitol Commission is reviewing the request. And they're not going to make the name of the person public until after they've decided on the issue and whether they're going to move forward with it. Word is it's somebody from out of state, but that hasn't been confirmed just yet.
So the Michigan State Capitol Commission, newly formed, has the first big item on its plate. What are they doing about this request?
Yeah, so this commission was just formed in the last year, and they actually don't have their own process set up for seeking legal advice. So that was one of their first orders of business. They have contracted with the Attorney General's office for legal advice, due in part to this nativity request. Requests of this kind have led to legal challenges in some Michigan cities and other parts of the country, and they basically wanted to make sure they have their bases covered in case that happens. So they've got an attorney ready to review the case before they make a decision.
And are we expecting to see a decision in time for, if the answer is yes, something to be set up in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, the request was for the month of December, as I understand it. So they are trying to move quickly on it. The commission seems to be leaning towards approving it. It seems like they are pretty clear that that it should be allowed, but they just want to make sure, like I said, in case of a lawsuit. There's a couple issues here. One is that the Capitol grounds, there are rules that doesn't allow protesters or other groups of any kind to set up displays overnight. So if this nativity is approved, the person who puts it up would actually have to take it down every evening and then set it up again every morning. So they're running that by the attorneys to make sure those rules are, in fact, good practice and that they're not setting themselves up for a problem there.
Interesting. Now, you poked around, Jonathan, into what happened when Florida approved a nativity scene for its state capitol. What kind of requests came in after they said yes to the Christians?
Yeah, sure. So one issue that Michigan has to deal with is if they approve this nativity scene, they will likely have to approve any other similar requests that come their way for the holiday season. So in Florida, their version of the Capitol Commission approved a nativity, and it sort of opened the floodgates for requests from atheist groups, from a religion or a fake religion, I guess, called the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which seeks to sort of poke fun at some of the tenets of Christianity and other religions. So, yeah, in Florida, they had a Festivus poll. If you've ever seen the show Seinfeld, that was, again, sort of a fake holiday tradition created on that show. And this one in Florida was adorned with PBR beer cans. The spaghetti monster people that I mentioned, who call themselves Pastafarians, they set up a display of noodles and meatballs on a chair in the Capitol. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation took a little bit more sober route, and they just set up a banner highlighting the birth of the Bill of Rights rather than the birth of Jesus Christ.
And you did note in your story for MLive, Jonathan, that Florida did draw the line with what they called a grossly offensive request from a group calling itself the Satanic Temple.
Yeah, that's right. They did. As far as I know, that was the only request that they did turn down. They said it just, you know, crossed the line of decency, which, you know, did create some controversy there. I think the ACLU locally got involved saying that, you know, the Capitol couldn't pick and choose. I'm not sure whatever happened with that case, but the Satanic Church display was, in fact, prohibited.
Has there been can you remember when there's been a request for a nativity scene at the state capitol?
I haven't. ACLU representative I talked to here in Michigan said she doesn't remember in the past, you know, 12 years that she's been in town. But longtime Capitol correspondent Tim Skubick Bill Ballinger, I was talking to yesterday, both said they remembered, you know, years ago that there used to be sort of a standing nativity scene. But that was long before these new rules that do prohibit overnight displays. So, you know, if somebody does decide to do this again this year, it would likely be a lot more work.
Jonathan Osteen, Capitol reporter for MLive. As always, thanks so much, Jonathan.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.